And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of October, 2014. It was on this day, 1929, the stock market crashed in this country. The day became known as Black Thursday. By the following Tuesday, the market had lost almost $26 billion of value. Banks failed. Individual investors lost their savings. The Great Depression began. It's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, New York City, 1904. His first hit play was Once in a Lifetime, went on to write The Man Who Came to Dinner, My Fair Lady, Camelot. His best-known play, You Can't Take It With You, about the Sycamore family, eccentrics whose home is full of snakes, ballet dancers, Russian royalty, candy, and fireworks. Still one of the most popular plays for amateur productions. It's the birthday of the writer and explorer Alexandre David Neal, born in Saint-Mandé, France, in 1868. Traveled by herself when she was just a teenager, including a bike trip across Spain. When she was 21, she used her inheritance to go to Sri Lanka. She was very interested in Buddhism, and so she disguised herself as a Tibetan woman and got into the kingdom of Tibet, got into the city of Lhasa, which at the time was off-limits to foreigners. She became fluent in the Tibetan language. She met the Dalai Lama. She practiced meditation and yoga, hiked through the Himalayas. She once saved herself in a snowstorm with a meditation that increases body temperature. Became a lama in Tibet when she was 52. Her most famous book was Magic and Mystery in Tibet. It came out in 1929. She died 40 years later, 1969, at the age of 101, a few months after she had renewed her passport. And it was on this day in 1861 the transcontinental telegraph system was completed, and people could send messages quickly from one coast to the other. The insulators and wires were made out east and had to be shipped to California all the way around the southern tip of South America. There was no Panama Canal as yet. But it was finished, and the first message was sent from California to President Lincoln, assuring him that California supported the Union in the Civil War. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Fence Line Tree. There's a single tree at the fence line here in Montana, a little like a tree in the sand hills of Nebraska, which may be miles away. When I cross the unfertile pasture strewn with rocks and the holes of gophers, badgers, coyotes, and the rattlesnake den, 1,000 killed in a decade because they don't mix well with dogs and children, in an hour's walking and reach the tree, I find it oppressive. Likely it's as old as I am, withstanding its isolation, all gnarled and twisted from its battle with weather. I sit against it until we merge, and when I return home in the cold, windy twilight, I feel I've been gone for years. Fence Line Tree, Jim Harrison, from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.